talk often about the two stages of human development. So stage one is usually the reactionary phase. It's where it feels like you are on spin cycle in a washing machine. You feel like you don't have as much control. You feel like you're just trying to navigate, you're trying to tread water and just trying not to drown. Stage two, that's where it gets a little bit more fun. That's when it's more inspiring. Stage two, the difference between the two is that's where you're more consciously awake. That's where you're now a creator of your life. And it's interesting because people who live in stage two, it doesn't mean that things are just awesome and things are easier for them. It's actually still quite challenging to live in stage two, but the key difference is you're doing it from your heart. So instead of doing it so much from fear and subconscious or non-conscious beliefs that are just ruling you, and you're kind of on this hamster wheel and you're just spinning and have no idea what's going on, stage two is where you feel like you're in more control. You feel safer. And the reason for that is because you're doing it from your heart. So when you live in stage two, I would say there's usually two ways to get there. And one's the baseball bat from the universe. So usually that's a traumatic event that gets you there. And the other way that gets you there is through inspiration. So when you're starting to figure out what it means to live in stage two, the key thing really is to live from your heart. So when you're living from your heart wants you to know two things. So the first thing is for you to admit what you want, like actually admit to yourself and oftentimes with others, what is it that you truly desire? And I'll give you an example. So usually your heart is calling you out of your comfort zone. So for me, when I was younger, I was terrified to admit that I was a lesbian, just terrified. And it was because my heart was calling me outside of my comfort zone. So oftentimes we don't want to admit what we want because it can be too scary. So when you're in stage two, the key is to be able to have the courage to admit what is it that you actually want. The second thing it wants you to do is to know that you're worthy of these desires. Admit it and know that you're worthy of them. The second part of that is to then get into action and to start doing whatever it takes to make that happen. So for me, when I was in my mid-20s, I had to admit, okay, I'm gay. And then I had to get into action. And when you do that, that's when the magic really happens. It's still kind of terrifying. It still takes a lot of courage. But the difference is you're in control, or whatever you want to call it. So I've been having a few clients come to me lately and saying, okay, I'm living from stage two, or I'm transitioning into living in stage two. Does it get easier? So it doesn't necessarily get easier. It's just a different game that you're playing. So what I would recommend for you is ask yourself, like, what is the game that you want to be playing? Do you want to be playing the game where people are just throwing baseballs at you, baseball bats at you, and you're just trying to keep up? Or do you want to be the one that's kind of in control and saying, you know what, this is the challenge I'm going to go for. I'm going to live from my heart. Because the reason it's the most inspiring and the most amazing thing that you can do is because when you live from your heart, there's going to be challenges that come from that, but it's going to help with your growth. It's going to help with your soul's evolution. It's going to help you be the most efficient. It's going to help you to be most effective. It's going to help you to move forward in the most inspiring way possible. So that's kind of my invitation from you is start, whether it's from inspiration or maybe you've already had a couple of baseball bats coming at you, how can you start choosing to live in stage two? How can you start choosing to live from your heart? Because really that's the new way. So if this is something that you're interested in, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. I have more information on how you connect from your heart, how you can live from your heart, and how you can start creating that amazing life that you're looking for.